Welcome to the Sunday morning podcast from Kingdom Faith Church in Horsham. This message is by Colin Squires.
Jesus has got a plan for our lives. Amen. And the Bible says it's just like a race that's been marked out for us. And I think it's really important to know Jesus wants to see us win. He is cheering from us. If you take nothing else away from this morning, it is this. Jesus was longing for you to win. He's like the coach on the sidelines going, come on, I know you can do it. Come on, we've trained for this. You've got this. Come on. He is our biggest supporter. Now, has there been anyone that you've been supporting while you've been watching the Olympics? Anyone you're like, oh, I really want them to win? Anybody? Shout out. No, okay. Wow, okay. Who's here's British? Shout out if you love apathy. Yeah, no one's going to respond to anything I say. So for me, two people. Simone Biles, I know she's not even Team GB, but she has got to be the greatest of all time Olympian, like in gymnastics. She is phenomenal. Watching her, you're like, this is just like the pinnacle of human perfection in this discipline. She is phenomenal. But you know the person I'm really excited about for Team GB, and that is Skye Brown. Does anyone know who Skye Brown is? Skye Brown is our 16-year-old skateboarding world champion. At 13, she became the youngest Team GB contender at the Olympics to get a medal. She got bronze in Tokyo and she just nailed it in the Women's Park skateboarding. And on Tuesday, she's going for gold. Are we going to be supporting her? One of our youngest Team GB contestants, yeah? She's going to be awesome. So she's going to have so many friends and family cheering her on. And we have got Jesus cheering us on. But do you think one day Skye picked up a skateboard and went, I'm going to enter the Olympics tomorrow? No, she's been training for years and years and years to get to this point. Even so young, she spent most of her life on a skateboard. And so if you want to be in the Olympics, you've already got to be really good. You have to what's called qualify. That means to be allowed even to compete. But do you know what's a bit different about the race that we're running? We don't have to prove that we're good enough to be allowed to run. Jesus has already qualified us. Okay, he says, you're in already. You are an entrant. You are already like an Olympian. Whether you win or you get gold or silver or bronze, you are an Olympian. You are already a champion. You're already the best. You're already in there. And no matter what you do, nothing can change that. And that's pretty cool, right? So in this race that he's got for us, he's already said, guys, I have made you good enough to run. So no matter what, never doubt, I have made you good enough to run. So if you ever feel, I'm not sure I'm good enough to be in this race, we say, that's a lie from the devil. I ignore that. Jesus says he's made me good enough to run. Now, last week, Pastor Clive brought the message and he showed us a demonstration of if we're in Jesus, it was like Kirk came and helped out, put on a superhero suit, said, if we're in Jesus and Jesus in us, it's like we're a superhero. So instead of Olympian, he used the example of a superhero. And no matter what, nothing's going to change that. But there were some things that slowed us down. Can you remember what some of those heavy bags were that Kirk was carrying? Can you remember? What was that? Fear, yeah? Anxiety. There was shame. There was unforgiveness. Sin, sickness. Great. Hi, Josh. Hi. And there were all these things that even though he was a superhero, they sort of weighed him down and made the journey way harder. Now, how do we get rid of those things? How do we get rid of the things the Bible says hinder us and sin that entangles? Can you remember? We throw them off. We pray. We say, Jesus, please forgive me. I choose not to take any of these things on anymore. I give them to you and I'm going to run. So that's the one side. That's last week's. And this week is kind of like part two of that message. Now, can you remember what was the superhero costume that Pastor Clive used? Who was it? Mr. Incredible, that's right, not Captain Underpants. It was Mr. Incredible. Now, I thought it was a brilliant way to show who we are. When we're in Jesus, this is who we are. Nothing could change that. Have anyone ever seen the Incredibles movie? I love it. It's one of Ari's favourite. We like watching this one together. And if you don't know, it's about a superhero family. And the mum and dad, Mr. Incredible and Elastigirl, they've had to give up crime fighting, all thanks to America's obsession with litigious culture and suing everything that moves. And so they've had to leave that life behind. And so he's a bit out of shape. He misses the glory days of being a superhero, but he just doesn't exercise for it anymore. He doesn't train for it. But has it changed who he is? He's still Mr. Incredible. He's just a bit out of practice. When one day he gets a note through, a mysterious note saying, "Mr. Incredible, we need you. A robot is attacking our island. You're the only one who can help. Will you come?" And so Mr. Incredible thinks, this is it. He puts on his suit, which he has to kind of squeeze into, and he goes and fights the robot, and he defeats the robot. But in doing so, he realizes he was really out of breath when he was trying to find the robot. Ooh, he was really sweating. When he's fighting the robot, oh, he puts his back out when he's trying to fight the robot because he's just so out of practice. And so I found a little video clip of that moment that he realized, though I am a superhero, I probably need to do a bit more training. Mr. Incredible, let's face it, he was already handsome, wasn't he? He was already a superhero, that was going to change. And I'm not saying that, you know, in order to be spiritually successful, we need to shed a few extra pounds. But Mr. Incredible realized that if he wanted to be a really effective superhero, he couldn't just stroll into it as though it were yesterday. He had to train. Now, he made sure he was exercising, he was eating well, he was doing all those kind of things. And when we give our lives to Jesus, just like Pastor Clive said last week, it's like we're clothed with Jesus. It's like we become that superhero, or we're qualified for the Olympics. We are an Olympian now. That's never going to change. But if we want to reach our full potential, Pastor Clive said we need to let go of some things. We need to throw off some things that stop us. And we also need to get ready to train for the things that are coming. Okay, now let's look at our Bible verse for today. It's 1 Timothy 4:8, and it says this: physical training, like exercise, is good, but training for godliness is much better, promising benefits in this life and in the life to come. Now let me ask you, what do you think is the toughest Olympic event? What do you think is the hardest one to do? Decathlon? Hurdles? Pole vault looks pretty terrifying to me, I've got to be honest. Triathlon or gymnastics, that's like, you've got to be like crazy good balance, and you've got to be like graceful and fluid, and you've got to be crazy strong, and you've got to be crazy flexible. It's like everything all in one. Now, who thinks if I chose to enter, let's say, a shot put, you know, you've got to be really, really strong for that one. Right now, who thinks I would get a gold medal? No? Well, hold on. Who thinks? I don't know. If I entered right now, I probably wouldn't win. But what if I tried really, really hard? Like if I tried my hardest and I entered the shot put tomorrow, would I get a gold medal? No. But I'd be trying, I don't know if you heard me, I'd be trying really, really hard. No. I still wouldn't get a gold medal, would I? Because it's not just about trying really hard, it's about training really well. And so what we're saying here is not that this life, once we've been becoming a Christian and Jesus has said, right, you're qualified for the race. It's not just about now I just have to try really, really hard. It's about wisdom. It's about putting things into place that are going to be really, really good for us. And so let's see. Let's do some physical training. It says physical training is good. So who thinks they're quite fit? Wow, guys. Let me just read what the Bible says again. Physical training is good. Anyone think that they could maybe do a star jump or two? Okay, great. Right, let's see. Let's everyone stand to your feet again. Let's one more time. Let's do some fitness. Any young saints here, you guys can lead the way in this. Let's see. Let's do a couple of star jumps. You ready? Here we go. Again, sorry about slapping the person in the face next to you. Well done. Okay, good. Great. Okay, what about, who thinks maybe, can they touch their toes? Are they flexible? Touch their toes. Can anyone do a press up? Oh, that's going to be really tough where you are. How about, I tell you, you can do this on your seat. How about an L sit? So if you sit on your seats, everyone, oh, breathe a sigh of relief. Okay, and then hold on to the handles on the side of your seat and then see if you can lift yourself up so your bum's off the floor with your legs straight. Hold it for 10 seconds. That's great for the triceps. Okay, no. So physical training is good, But training for godliness is much better. Now, here's another verse for this morning. It says, everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. And they do it to get a crown, or a medal maybe, that won't last. But we do it to get a crown that will last forever. So it's saying we still need to go into strict training, but our prize is even more valuable than any gold medal. And it is Jesus. It is all of his glory for him. It's people knowing him. The crown that we're pressing on is that one day he'd say, well done, good and faithful servant. And remember, we're in anyway. But we don't want to just get in. I don't know about you. I don't want to just get in. I want to get in and say, Jesus, all of this glory is for you. All of this. Now, both verses say there's something to train for that's more important than a medal and that will produce life in this one and the next one. It's not about just trying really hard, as we said. It is about training. So this isn't about doing press-ups and L-sits and star jumps. It's spiritual training. So we've got three things that we're going to look at that we can do as a bit of spiritual training. So are you ready? First, what you need for good training, you need three main things. You need good exercise, you need a good diet, and you need good rest. People often forget that last one. Rest is really, really important. So exercise. We're going to look at two things we can exercise, and we're going to do it this morning. The first one is prayer. Now, let's say for some of us, maybe our marathon, our race, our 100-meter sprint, that we go, this is going to really test me. I've got this. I've trained for this, but this is going to be hard. Is maybe you sat next to someone in your classroom at school, or you're next to somebody on the bus or on the plane sometime, and we start having this great conversation, and they say, I wish I could know the power of God. And you like get this sense in you of like, I need to pray for them. But then you think, I've never prayed in front of anyone ever before. I can't do it. So rather than being in that position, why don't we practice now? Let's train now so that we go, yeah, I'm confident that I can pray and that I've got the Holy Spirit in me. And I'm confident that I would know what I would do in that situation. So what we're going to do, I want you to get together. You might want to do this in families or in just turn around in groups of threes and fours around you. And we're just going to have an opportunity to just pray for each other. And I'm not going to give you any more than that. You can pray anything you want. It could just be that like two words. It could be not more than like 30 seconds. We've not got time. But just pray a blessing on them. Pray God to reveal himself to them. Something like just pray something good over them. And is there anyone here who goes, I'm a bit anxious about praying in front of other people? Anybody? This is a great opportunity for us to exercise. This is a safe place. We're like each other's coaches this morning going, come on, that was great. You can do it. Okay, so you got it? So you've got next 30 seconds. Just pray with one another and just a really quick, Jesus, I pray your blessing over this person. Show yourself to them, your power release in them, something like that, as ever God, however God leads. Over to you, go. Okay. I'm going to hand back over to you guys in just one moment, but we're going to exercise again. We're going to do our practice, our next thing, a bit of training. Our next thing is, what if someone says, so who is this Jesus anyway? What's he like? What's he done? I want to see if we can have a bit of a practice of literally like in one sentence, can you just say something wonderful about Jesus, who he is to you? You might just say, I love Jesus so much. I love the way he speaks to me and he wants to speak to you. You might want to say, he's got a plan for your life. I've seen him come through for me so many times and he wants to reveal it to you. You might say, I've seen the power of God so many times and he can work in your situation. Or you might want to say, God loves you so much that he sent Jesus to die in your place so that you could live forever. Or it might be that God's got a kingdom that he wants to give you. Something good. It might be Jesus has healed me. It might be Jesus has set me free. Just something good of a testimony of how good he is or what he does, who he is, or how he can work in someone else's life. Just see if you can practice it, because sometimes we feel really nervous, don't we, about that kind of thing. Sometimes we think, I don't remember the last time I said that to somebody and now I need an opportunity to do it and I don't know what to say. Let's practice and train today. So ready? In one sentence, just say something good and encourage one another in it. Ready? Off you go. Was there anyone who still felt, I just don't feel like I could pray, or I didn't really know what to say, anything like that? Because the last thing I want to do is be putting you on the spot. That's not what we're here for this morning. But I want to encourage you, spend some time, get with a trusted friend and say, hey, can we practice that together? Because training, physical training, is good. But training in godliness, that's how we live. It's so much more than this. This is just a few little examples, is so much better, both for this life and the one to come. Okay, we're going to speed through our last couple of things then, because we need to end the service. The other thing that you need to have to be a healthy Olympian in this race is a good diet. And the thing that we need to really be eating that gives us all the calories we need, Jesus calls it like our daily bread. Maybe in the modern translation, it might say our modern protein, our daily protein shake. But it is the word, that's right. And so I want to encourage you, give you a bit of a challenge this week. See if you can memorize our three key verses from this morning, this week, especially the first one, which is our verse for the month. Let us run with perseverance, the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on. All right, so that it's like we're full. We've got the word in us. We don't just snack. We're feasting on it. Amen. And the last thing, remember, I mentioned was rest. Now, I don't know if you knew this, but muscles don't grow when we exercise. Did you know that? Muscles grow when we rest. So if you go to the gym and you're like, you know, pumping iron, you're lifting weights and all that kind of thing, your muscles, they tear a little bit. They get stretched. It's good for them. It's really good. But they don't grow then. They actually get a little bit like weaker, something comes out of them. And then when we rest, they grow and they repair and we get stronger. And in the same way, when we go and we witness to people, we pray for people, we share all these kind of things, then something is kind of comes out of us and it stretches us and it's good for us. But if we never come back and rest, we won't grow. We'll just get more and more depleted. If we're just giving out, we need to come back to Jesus. Spend some time just in his love, in his presence, worshiping him, thanking him, knowing that we're loved, knowing who we are in Jesus. And in there we grow, we're strengthened, our spiritual muscles get stronger when we're with him. But we need both. We need to be stretched to give them the opportunity to grow, and we need to rest. If all we did was rest, we'd never really grow that much. If all we did was give out, we would just be exhausted all the time. We need both. Go out, stretch, and then come and rest and grow. Amen. Now, last little story. I've told you guys a little bit about this before, but my cousin was an amazing gymnast. She was the top gymnast in New Zealand, and she was competing, wanted to get into the Commonwealth Games. She managed to make it into the team, but just before she was going to compete, she broke her knee in a really terrible accident on a beam, and she was told, "You're never going to compete again." But she was so determined that this was what her life was about. This is where she wanted to go. That again, against all odds and everything the doctors had said, she trained and trained and trained and trained, and she got back to peak performance level, and she qualified for the New Zealand Olympic team. Sadly, just before she was going to qualify, she broke her the same knee in the same way on the beam, in the same discipline, and she never got to compete. But what was amazing was I got an insight into her life that most people don't. We look at Olympians on the TV and we think, wow, they must train and all that kind of thing. I'm sure they do. It's great. But I stayed with her for a month and I saw that this wasn't a thing that she did on the weekends for a couple of hours, you know, in the morning, or like park run or something like that. This was her whole life. Like every meal was considered. She was at the gym 6 hours a day, 5 days a week. And at home, she had apparatus so she could practice at home when she wasn't at the gym. We would be lying there watching a movie, like we were lying on the floor like this, just watching TV. And she'd be lying there with her legs over her head for half an hour and then in a full box split for half an hour because she just wanted to keep like everything at peak performance. Every bit of every second of her every day, her eyes were fixed on where she wanted to be. It was who she was. Now, the Bible says that we fix our eyes not on a medal, not on a competition, but on. And so we need to remember that what we are doing with our lives isn't, oh, do a bit of Jesus on a Sunday once a week. But what he's calling us to is, guys, I want you to live this in every part of your life. Be fixed on me so that everything you're doing has got, oh, Jesus, I just want you in this, in the middle of it. And remember, the most important thing we can take away from this morning is not, and if we don't, we're kicked out of the game. We're out of the race. It's not true. And it's not, if we don't, then he's going to be really angry with us. We've got the wrong picture of Jesus. Remember we said right at the beginning, Jesus is like this amazing coach. He's going, come on, you can do it. There's more. Come on. And maybe we're making the decision of, I'm going to feast on something that's not the word. And he's going, there's so much better. Come on, we've got this. You can do this. He's championing us. And no matter what, we're in the race. He's qualified us. That's the most important thing. But if we want to be the best we can be, if we want to see the most fruit we can, we throw off everything that hinders And then we put into place the things he's given us to do so that we might be the most effective we can be. Because we run to win. Amen. Let's stand up and let's just pray before we close the service. Jesus, thank you most of all that you love us, that you have qualified us. Jesus, thank you. You cheer us on. You're like that spiritual coach and you're training us. You're lifting us when we stumble. Thank you, Jesus. More important than anything else is that our eyes are fixed on who you are and what you're like. And Jesus, I thank you that also you want us to throw off everything that hinders. And Jesus, take up all that you've given us. Take hold of your word to pray and pray strong and fervent. And Jesus, live a holy life, set apart, one that's spiritually healthy. Jesus, and you empower us to do it. Holy Spirit, come and fill us, teach us, lead us, guide us, enable us to live this way that Jesus, we might see a crown of glory, your glory, Jesus, all around us. Jesus, that people would see how good you are, not how great we are, not that we would be on some podium of look at me, but we would be able to say, look at Jesus. He's the one who's enabled me to run. And if you're not a Christian this morning and you're thinking, man, I want a coach like that in my life. I want to be able to throw off this stuff that's hindered me and held me back. Let me tell you, you can't do that without Jesus. If you've been hearing, yeah, I want to learn how to pray. I want to know what this word's about that satisfies and fills me and gives me the energy that I need to run. Come and talk to us about who Jesus is. He wants to be on your side. He wants to be cheering you on. He wants to qualify you. And I pray if you've heard this message and you've heard about Jesus for the first time, or there's this thing in your heart of, I want that. I pray that God would reveal himself to you. He would open up your eyes and your heart to who he is, how good he is. And he would lead you to him, lead you to repentance, lead you to a place of getting right with him. And please do come and have a conversation. And I want to end the service by just saying, sometimes the thing that holds us back from running or from competing or from getting a medal is injury. And I just felt God say, there are some people here, you've been injured. Maybe it's a physical thing and he wants to heal you. Maybe it's been, you've been injured like mentally or physically, spiritually or emotionally. Maybe it's by church leader or it's by previous experience or something's gone on that just feels like it disqualifies you or it makes it tough. Or every time you go, I want to press into Jesus, these thoughts come up and around your head. And it's just almost like someone trying to run with a leg injury. We want to pray for you this morning. We want to see you healed and set free. So if that's you, if you think, yeah, that's me, your heart is going, yeah, I need that, then I'll encourage you just as we close now, just come forward and we can pray for you. Whatever your age, we would love to pray with you. And the last thing I'd encourage you to do is this week, memorize those Bible verses and pray. Go, God, is there something you want to show me you'd like me to train in? Maybe it's just praying in tongues for a couple of minutes every day, like practicing that. Maybe it's just spending some time learning how to witness or getting in the word a bit longer each day. Again, not that it qualifies you, you're qualified already, but that we might run to win and see all that God wants to do in us and through us accomplished in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources from Kingdom Faith and our other audio and video podcasts, please visit www.kingdomfaith.com.